Resonant Truth presents Natural Time, Mayan Astrology for a Modern Age. I'm Lisa Starr. I was raised in the faith of the Mayan sacred calendars. These ancient cycles have been resurrected for a modern audience and called Natural Time, in part because our year of uneven month lengths is, by comparison, really unnatural. I am not here to lead any kind of revolt against the Gregorian calendar, but I do want to bring the Mayan alternative to light, and I want you to know about Mayan astrology, where the passage of time and your birthday within it has deep mystical and magical significance according to indigenous spirituality. I am passionate, I am transparent, and I am emotionally available, if not volatile. And that's because I'm a blue overtone storm. You can find out what you are at resonanttruth.com.
Today on the Zolk'in count is called Red Rhythmic Dragon, and it is the sixth day of the Yellow Warrior Wave Spell, and it is the cosmic moon day six. And apologies, because I acted like the last episode was an extra, and then I ended up not recording anything midweek. And this one's sort of a day early, but it's just meant to atone for not having actually increased the output here. I just got really stressed on the first day of this wave spell and had to put something up just to cope. And then the wave spell continues to be kind of stressful, and yet I no longer wanted to cope by talking about it here. I have to kind of call myself out on denial, because heading into the Yellow Warrior Wave Spell, I didn't want to articulate that, you know, there can be quite a lot of fighting in the Yellow Warrior time. People can be quick to temper or aggression in the Yellow Warrior time. I was sort of selling myself on that not being true, especially after the Blue Night Wave Spell that preceded it, where I was just goo goo gaga for all these experiences of dreaming and dreaming while waking. And then I walked into a whole series of sort of nightmarish waking experiences that were really challenging. I was in a super strong downward spiral at a certain point in that wave spell after being so excited about the tribe. So now that's my denial, is that I come up on a new wave spell and I don't want to talk about the negativity, especially after being extremely negative in my initial interpretation of those wave spells back in the day of the Red Dragon Genesis that I speak about so often when we go from, say, Red Serpent and so on. In that little area, White World Bridger, Blue Storm, moving into the center, White Mirror, etc. So I sort of really talk those up as dark and dangerous passages, and then, it's kind of smooth sailing after that. So then we come to Yellow Warrior, though. That's the reality. Yellow Warrior is so obviously, wherever I go, a place where people have ignited aggressive responses, a lot of masculine energy, a lot of masculine defensive / offensive energy, and this whole variation that I'm experiencing as a woman from kindness and a sort of protective nuance to total sexism. So sexism is an interesting one if you're a Caucasian person, as I am, because I always try to de-emphasize that kind of griping, because I don't think it's anything close to racism. I mean, that's my impression, especially because I am super strong-willed and have a lot of masculine attributes, and I've been living in somewhat affluent areas my whole life, so I maybe I'm just not in places where I'm going to encounter it that deeply. but this yellow warrior time has just shown me overt sexism, and someone else could gaslight the situation and go, oh, you know, I don't know if that's what it is. But when you're a woman, according to me, you just know when it's sexism, because I've heard, you know, that it's there's always a tonality. Like, I've heard about, like, if it's racism and you're a person of color, then you know what that is. You can distinguish it. You've felt it enough times that it has, like, a flavor. And that's exactly how I feel as a woman when I encounter it. And it's unsurprising, right, that it would be in a slew of contractors at 7 a.m. at a lumber yard, which is where I've had to spend some time lately. And so I just noticed, per my own advice, like, a lot of equanimity in the yellow warrior time is the way to go. When you're out in the world, there's a lot of fighting, infighting, there's snarking, there's people projecting their anger onto others, there's aggression, territorialness. People aren't open-hearted, they're shielded, guarded. Perhaps that's your experience. That's been what I've had to face, even though I didn't want to anticipate it that way. And the idea of just picking out which of these affronts that might be coming in your direction matter enough to fight back, to defend yourself, to protect yourself, maybe someone else, maybe that's more the situation, is that you're protecting someone else. I had a really, really unkind, unpleasant, aggro, sexist, judgmental dude helping me at the lumberyard, and he was a jerk. And it was like trying to negotiate with him to just not be that way, because it was unnecessary and I had no ill intent, and to have him interpret my, like, no, that's not what I meant, to be more aggression on my part and him escalating. I did end up crying. And then I just went to the manager and just told on him maximally. And the next day when I went back, I told on him again. I just said, I just can't believe that you have someone that mean. I remember after I told on him, which he knew, because I said, you know, I'm going to be talking to a manager right now. When I came back to get my wood, someone else was helping me, of course. I was rerouted away from this surly jerk. And he was just dumping it all on to a Latino man. And it really seemed racist to me. Although maybe just being really unkind to someone who's identifiably, like, a different ethnicity isn't important. It wasn't for me to determine if it was actually slanted and biased, but I just thought, like, this too perfect, you know? There's just too much super unkind behavior happening. So that defines my red yellow warrior experience so far, just like icky, warring, and not from what I had asked for as a example, that people fight the right fight, that's what we're impelled to do, but rather that all of us, including me, certainly just want to fight, And I've had to rein it back big time. And that's all. That's what I've been doing instead of being prompt in the podcast here. The other thing is just getting out of retrograde. I mean, I feel like I'm dragging everyone who listens into this 8-week retrograde experience when it could really just be 3 weeks long in your mind. And what I learned again for myself is that the dependency on technology, and not just dependency, but just the habit formed, you know, we could say it's not like addictive, it's just what we're used to. The patterns we weave in our lives are based on really fast communication through, you know, digital cyber throughways, and a lot of information derived that way. So when technology breaks down, we can feel like I don't have enough information and I can't communicate with anyone. And then all these other things that are dependent on that as well, you know, like ordering something online and having it go to the wrong address and blah, blah, blah. All that stuff seems so irritating and agitating and exponentially more challenging in a modern age. So this is my point, that the Mercury retrograde pre-shadow and post-shadow descriptions used to be so subtle that, yeah, it would be just for the most sensitized to notice that, like, it's hard to communicate. My relationships are suffering from misunderstandings. But now I think we're all attuned to the finer points of the retrograde period, because we have just committed everything to dependence on things that Mercury rules. So we're still in it, but it's fading after the weekend. And I think it's contributing to aspects of Yellow Warrior. And finally, the cosmic moon is all about enduring and transcending. So I can talk really nobly about the Yellow Warrior Waves Belt, in part because it's a perfect fit for how to take on the cosmic tone every time you encounter it, which is, instead of being reactive, instead of escalating action and energy output, you just endure it. You maintain where you are. It's not like a holiness, a piousness. It's not that controlled, but instead, you know, there's a lack of vigor for taking on more right now. It is completely the pause between years, the fact that we're in the cosmic moon, and it's all meant to carry us from one extreme wave spell experience of 13 moons or tones to another. It's a connected thread. Again, if you were out on the ocean, it would just be that moment when the waves that were large and, you know, you could bounce up and down with them suddenly disappear. They're sort of nullified. The ocean becomes glassy, but you have this, like, you can call it a foreboding, or just a sense, like, wait, there's something going on under the water. Like, it's not an absence of wind or an absence of current. It's just a subsiding in the rhythm, so that you're in the moment when disruption has disappeared, but it's going to be back and you know it. And you remember the disruption or the action that just happened. And it's just so important to own your, you know, lack of really active responses in this time, that it's more of a summary of the past year, blue lunar storm, an ass kicker, and a switching in our, I don't know what you call it, our sensitivities to the yellow seed, yellow electric seed year that is to come. Like, when we hit the magnetic moon of the new year, we're going to feel yellow electric seed, like, just such a grounding after the blue storm year. And slowly, this indoctrination of being of service instead of being in polarized separatism and conflict. But meanwhile, you know, this is the moment where we really let all the afterburn or afterglow of blue lunar storm dissipate. And that means when we're in the Yellow Warrior Wave Spell and there's still these uprisings of anger and venom and sort of violent emotionalism in small ways, in large ways as you encounter them, that you kind of tag that into the finale of Blue Lunar Storm. Like, oh, yep. If I had any doubt that humanity was pitted against one another in so many ways, pitted against the karma it's created around climate, catastrophe, crisis, you know, it's all going to be reiterated as I check out of this year and its steep learning curve for kind of dark upheaval and lack of denial. That would be a blue storm theme, is not being able to be in denial. Identifying challenge this whole year while also feeling polarity. That seems like kind of Yellow Warrior is a perfect way to finish it. Because there is nobility. Like, we're all going to have to be strong, slightly armored, super martially trained to get through the demands that changing weather and all the end result of that ask of us in our daily lives, whether it's cost of living, because crops that, you know, are usually raised easily are affected by droughts, or you are in one of these heat zones where it just becomes untemperate and hostile to your body, and so on and so on. Just that there'll be ways that we experience these crises directly or on the outskirts that make everyday living demanding, challenging in a way that we would have to have some warriorship to get through it. So that's the kind of angle of nobility and just being able to hold strength, be Amazonian if you're a woman, or emulate that if you're a man, and just walk through the world with as much dignity, reserve of emotion, so that it's not just always bleeding out in grief, but also just trying to stay alive and help others to do that, stay safe. So that's the upside of Yellow Warrior. And then the other is just all this faction fighting and people being so scared that they are super defensive in a way that it becomes offensive. I, you know, would intercede here that I have a lot of real belief in the hopelessness of the human condition, insofar as what we have done, continue to do, using up planetary resources that we need, and that it also affects me in a very sort of childlike way, thinking about the other species that are affected by decisions we've made and continue to make that contaminate their environments. And so that's kind of where I've arrived. It's just like, this is really bleak, and we don't have enough intelligence and love in our hearts to do the right thing at so many junctures collectively. So instead, we have to learn spiritual strength to, and I mean this, it's not a platitude for me. I have to learn spiritual strength to not be in reaction to how, like, resentful or judgmental I am of how we collectively continue to destroy our environment for our own peace and well-being, as well as other animals. So I think that that's another strong piece of the cosmic moon coupled with the warrior wave spell, is to be able to be rigorous and honest with yourself about how you have to get stronger, I have to get stronger and more fierce against my own bullshit. And the last thing is just remembering in the cosmic moon how fun it is to be cosmic. Because, you know, I talk and think about this stuff all the time that I just referenced. Just like, this is pretty fucked. It's getting pretty real, pretty real. And I just was like, well, you know, I just have to be able to have grace in the midst of my identification of the problem being that humans don't stop having material wants, demands, greed drives us, even if we're super liberal. Selfishness that comes from survivalism or wanting things for free, you know, just tired of a commerce-driven lifetime where we just want gifts given to us, and in that way seem selfish because we don't want to go along with the cost of living. I'm not sure how that affects you in your life, but just for me, it means being so excessively frugal that I'm, you know, stressed out and controlling about what I spend. And then, you know, some catastrophe happens to me where I have to spend a bunch more to show me that it's impossible, unnecessary, and unhealthy to try to always limit what I spend and buy. But I think it's an exhaustion that I feel with the, you know, a world that is revolves around commerce, spending, buying. And since that's like what we do in so many instances of our day, I just get explosive and I just don't want to shell out any more money. I want it to be about something else. So sorry, that seems like another departure that may not be related to anything in particular in natural time, but becomes just sort of part of the summary statements as we finish out this year. I am so mad at my microphone. That is bad. I'm almost mad at the podcast listeners because of the stupid microphone. Makes it hard to record. And so I don't want to. And I want to own that that's really not your fault. And it's perfect because this is a perfect example of it's Mercury retrograde stuff. It's not working. It is a piece of my technology. I guess it's old. I should congratulate myself that I've done so much podcast recording that my microphone, which seemed like a real, like, fancy expense 3 or 4 years ago, is now burned up. That could be exciting. But instead, I just like, well, it's a piece of shit, and it's not working the way I want it to, and I want it to work the way I want to, so I'm not getting a new one yet. And yet every time I record, I have these incidents where my feedback is in my ears and my voice falls away, and you might hear that in the quality of certain connections when I'm talking. So it's not your fault. I apologize. It's not the right fight. Fighting the podcast listener about what's happening with my microphone is not the right fight. Fighting against sexism, maybe so. Okay, so we seem to have plenty of time, and I'm out of talking points on the current passages that we're in. I think you heard me reminding you that it's been a blue lunar storm year, one to remember, one for the ages, and that's cool. You're living history. You are living history. And blue lunar storm is finally ending. If you want to play it out in your mind as a retrospective, it is the summer of 1969 now, and yellow electric seed will be replicating 1969 to 1970, whereas blue lunar storm replicated the summer of 1968, which is called the summer of love, to the summer of 69. So the full summer, late summer, fall of 68, winter into 69. So very direct, obvious parallels. Sometimes it's fun to go 52 years earlier than that, which would be 1916 and 17, blue lunar storm, World War. So do you want me to keep going? Like, it's possible to do that. So 1864 and 5, some version of the Civil War. This shit is real. This shit is real. It's historic. It's the Mayan teachings. It's real. Okay. Blue lunar storm year. Almost done. 3 weeks left to observe, to be between years, to endure the tag end of the kind of trauma-inducing vibe that it has been. Maybe it's trauma resolving, not sure. And then the Cosmic Moon connected to that, and finally the Other Warrior Way spell, which I've been avoiding talking about all week because it seems boring to talk about being in conflict. I guess that's because I'm female. I'm just joking. Like, I am a super aggro person. I'm a blue overtone storm. It's a burden to be that. As I move through the world, I am not happy with the lack of peace and tranquility I often bring. I am inclined to shadow energy outbursts of rage. I'm impatient and critical, and I can't disguise my feeling state, so I look like a big dark brooding cloud that sometimes explodes. So with all that in mind, owning that publicly, I still think that the Yellow Warrior Wave spell is really drawing on a kind of masculine archetype of fierceness and the shadow energy of masculine rage. Not sure what that is. I'm exploring it. So, with the last few minutes, let me get you set up because I'll probably not be back until Wednesday, knowing me and my irregular arrhythmic way here, which is really unfortunate because I truly believe that rhythm is the soundest way to live, and I've always tried to achieve that, but the rhythm that is foremost in my life, the primary heartbeat, is the rhythm of home renovation. So we will start on Sunday, since this is podcasting a day early, with a cool white resonant wind, 4th of July in the United States, 20 years to the day that my white resonant wind soulmate told me he would meet me at the fireworks with my kids and his child because we were so madly in love, and then ended up going back to his wife out of guilt. And that's fine. They're still together. So that was a real decision. But I just cannot forget that it was a white cosmic wind day at the end of the white dog wave spell, dealing with a white resonant wind person. Like, it was just all so enduring and transcending the last stages of a grand love of my life. And, you know, do I call him 20 years later and check in with him? Like, it's been 20 years since we destroyed the most identifiable otherworldly soulmate relationship that I had, and really he's paramount in terms of that in this whole lifetime. Sorry, that was a little departure. So Sunday, the 4th of July, is white resonant wind. I don't know what to say about it. It's too strongly personal for me, but it anticipates the white wind wave spell that will come in 20 days. And we really are driving then towards the end of the Dzogchen, because the last wave spells of the Dzogchen follow this one, the last quartet, when we go from yellow warrior into red moon, into white wind, into blue eagle, into yellow star, and then it's done. Then Monday is blue galactic night. It's a portal day. One of my favorite, blue night, one of my favorites that has burned me hard lately, but I do love the portal, just sort of stuck in the middle of nowhere. We don't have very many of them right now, but this is a portal day coming up on Monday. And then Tuesday is yellow solar seed, and I guess it's then 20 days until the new year, okay? Because yellow solar seed, and then 20 days later will be yellow electric seed. And then on Wednesday, if I don't get it together, but I should, I probably won't, will be the planetary day of this wave spell. Wow, that could be really warlike. Could be a big war. God, I'm so nervous about that now. Great. Red planetary serpent. I mean, just before I go here, let's talk that out. Red planetary serpent survival. Think of it in those terms. A warrior goes to war. And optimally, the manifestation of warriorship is survival, which is one of the words for red serpent. There's so many red serpent pieces, like anxiety, a dulled mind, sexuality. But really what it offers is survival. The red serpent people that I know, and I've known a few intimately, have stories of near death and components of their life that increase the odds that they would almost die. So we're going to survive the yellow warrior experience by the manifestation day of red planetary serpent. We're not going to die on the battlefield. We're going to live. We're going to live. And I am appreciative of everyone dogging me to get this up. Thanks for that sort of encouragement. I'm Lisa Starr. I am another yourself. And in Mayan, we say, in Lakesh.